Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Hey, Brit Lachey fam. Welcome back. I know it was a very, very long hiatus. And I'm trying to get back in the groove of things, of doing these on a little more frequent basis. It's been since, 2019 since we've last had an episode. So we're going to kick this off with season 4 of Brit Lachey Speaks. And we're going to get into more and more and more topics, more and more books, more music, more movies. A lot has happened. We've had a whole pandemic. We're still going through a pandemic. There's a lot going on, and we're going to discuss it on the show. So thank you for coming along for this adventure and this ride. So let's get into it. During this pandemic times, have you started anything new? Something that you maybe had put on the back burner and didn't want to really get into, or you started in pre-pandemic, you started a task and didn't finish it. Have you done something like that? Well, I have. I've always been a person who just loved to draw, paint, things of that nature. So I got an iPad a long time ago, and I got one of those like iPens. It's not an Apple pen. It's like an Amazon version of that type of pen. And I've started relearning how to draw. Drawing has never been easy for me. I took a class back in 10th grade so many years ago, and it was a learned process. Everybody had that apple that they had to draw in shade, or a building that they had to draw and make sure it was symmetrical and the dimensions were correct. I went through the whole phase of drawing lines and learning the proper way to shade back in 10th grade. But it's been so many years, and I've come back to, during the pandemic, come back to actually doing some drawing. Well, actually tracing, because I've lost the skill. If you don't use it, you really do lose it. So I'm trying to tap back into that artistic spirit of mine to actually draw things again. So instead of using pencil or paper, which is what I learned on, I've been watching YouTube videos on how to properly trace. And in my mind, I figure if I trace things enough, it'll mentally stick, and then I can draw from scratch and build from there. That is my hope, because what I would love to do is, you know, be able to showcase my digital art and make a platform using that as well. I used to have a business called Sanai and Soul, where I did paintings. Well, I don't have enough space, and I tore down my studio, and it's now my work from home space, to actually do art, because my art can get really, really messy, and I normally do not do art in a timely fashion. Like, I'll start a painting one day and get the foundation down, and it may be 2-3 weeks before I get back to it and paint again. I don't have the space to lay it out that way, because I'm working from home, so that's my office space. So in the meantime, during this pandemic time, I have taken up to drawing on my iPad, using a sketch product. I can't remember. It's Sketchpad, Artist Pad. I can't remember. It lets me apply layers and trace. And I'm hoping that with practice, I'm going to aim for 30 minutes a day. With practice and consistency, I can get back my drawing talent and start displaying original artwork. So, with that being said, are there any hobbies that you have picked up during this pandemic time that you either started new or have continued it from when you used to do it so long ago. I stay on social media, so I've started seeing a lot of people who have been doing house decorating, or my new thing is TikTok. I put some videos out there and I'm starting to see a lot of singing challenges. I can't sing. Well, in my mind, I am amazing. But when I replay that track, it's a hot mess, girl. It is a hot mess. But I've started seeing that. I've fallen into the rabbit hole of Dollar Tree hacks and Dollar Tree decorating. I am awful. I made a ring light out of a wire wreath and those push-in lights where you put the batteries in and you just push it in, and it's supposed to be like you can attach it to a room and light up a room or a closet or something. I put five of those lights on a wire wreath from the Dollar Tree. It's a nice little 10-inch ring light. It does wonders. Now, I do still want me like a 18-inch, 21-inch professional ring light, but this will do until the funds come in. Yes, it will. But I see a lot of stuff on TikTok that does that. TikTok to me is my new Pinterest. I go on there, I try to get the dances. That's my exercise program. I try to do some of the Dollar Tree hacks because the Dollar Tree is affordable. I take it back. I have done a food challenge. Tabitha Brown posted what is it called? A hot dog with a carrot. That was amazing. And everybody in the family ate it. It was awesome. I cooked it in the what's the pressure cooker thing? The Instapot. It was great. So I am finding a lot of things to freshen up the space and get my mind in its creative juices flowing, so that I can basically, keep things new and fresh and not so monotoned in what I do at home, being that I'm working from home now, so I don't leave as much. So in the comments section, let me know what new things you're doing, what you've re-sparked and restarted during this pandemic time. I'm getting paid for my opinions with Vox Pop Me. Now, Vox Pop Me is a video market research platform that takes automated video analytics software and helps connect brands with businesses that influence and drive action, empowering better decisions from its consumers. So check it out and join using my link, https://bit.ly/N=CWRWG. You'll have fun if you love to talk, if you love to give your opinions about stuff. This is the drop for you, and you get paid to do it. Vox Pop Me. Check it out. Okay, let's get into it. So there are a lot of books that I have put on my reading list on Goodreads.com, which helps me keep my life in order when it comes to books that I've read or want to read. And so far on the docket, we have a few interesting books. I'm trying to branch out in genres. So I do have a book that looked interesting. I saw this on what is it? The CBS morning show that comes on right after your local news. I saw it on there. The author's name is James Nestor, and the name of the book is Breathe. No, it's Breath, The New Science of a Lost Art. So basically, it's from a journalist and author, James Nestor, who travels around the world to figure out what went wrong and how to fix it. The answers aren't found in pulmonology labs, as we might expect, but in the muddy digs of ancient burial sites, secret Soviet facilities, New Jersey choir schools, and smoggy streets. So it's basically talking about the way we inhale and exhale. So actually, the breath that we take, the conventional wisdom of what we thought we knew about our most basic biological function. So it's way out of my comfort zone and genres. But he made a convincing argument on why I should read it. So that one's on my list. What else is on my list? So next is, and I am sorry, Ms. Hartman, if I am mispronouncing your name, but it's a book by Sadia Hartman called Wayward Lives, Beautiful Experiments, Intimate Histories of Social Upheaval. It really goes into the revolution of Black intimate life in Philadelphia and New York at the beginning of the 20th century. We're talking about common law marriage, free love, queer relations, cohabitations, out of wedlock, serial partners. It goes into a deep, deep dive, and I cannot wait to read this one. This one's also on my list of books to read, and it's got a 4.46 star rating on Good Reads right now, with over 900 ratings and 144 reviews as of date. So looking forward to getting into that one as well. The next book that looked interesting, and I solely picked this book on the cover and got to reading its feedback, and it looks like it's got a ton of reviews. It's almost at 4,000 reviews on Goodreads. It's the first book in the Four Horsemen series called Pestilence by Laura Thalassa, or Thalassa. I'm sorry, Miss Laura, that I don't know how the pronunciation of your name. And it looks very interesting. It looks like a historical read, like a historical fiction, because it's talking about the horsemen. So I want to read that one. And then book two is called, I don't have book two. But next on the list is The Peripheral by William Gibson. And this particular book, I believe, is a sci-fi book that focuses on a person called Flynn Fisher. Now, it's got questionable reviews on here, but a good friend told me that this one was really good. So that's why it is on my list. I also plan to get back into Octavia Butler, which is one of my favorite authors. I've read Fledgling, but she has so many other books. She's a Black sci-fi author who has since passed, but she has a lot of work under her belt that's really, really good. Fledgling was a really cover-to-cover read for me, Paige Turner. So I am looking forward to delving into her her books as well. And I really hope that they make some of these into movies and some scripts, because she really nailed science fiction writing for me. What are some of the books that you're into reading now? I'm looking for new genres to really get into and, you know, broaden my horizons. I normally stick to paranormal romance. Is a good one for me, and romance in general, erotica, African-American fiction. So I'm trying to go out and read other things in other genres. So what are some of your favorite books that you like to read that would be an amazing book for me to read and review. Leave a comment either on the voicemail or you can email those comments to brittanyspeaks@gmail.com and I'll check them out and most likely I'll end up reading them and reviewing them. Thank you. I'm just gonna say, even though we are in a pandemic, I got my whole and entire life over these last few months. Musically, it was like a concert every month. The versus battle was just bananas. Bananas. I've never seen so many artists just come to give free music and just nostalgic music to take us back and really remind us why they are the greatest and why they are at the top of their, you know, their genres. So with that being said, some of the best ones that I loved listening to were Timbaland versus Swizz Beatz. Production value alone, they have touched dang near everybody and it was amazing. So that's like what kicked it all off, right? Like they are producing it, and even though some of these people had some, you know, audio issues, they worked it out so that they could give the people what we really want, and that's to listen to the great music. Now, another one that I tuned into that I really, really liked was French Montana and Tory Lanez. Now, I tuned in halfways for this and it was okay. They got some, you know, they got some hits and everything, but it was nothing compared to Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. I got my whole entire life. Like they took me neo soul all the way back, and it was just so friendly. Everybody's stuff was working. I had forgotten how many hits they had between the two. It made me want to bring my CDs back. I don't have no CD player because everything is, you know, streaming and stuff. But it made me want to go find the CD. And another one, I'm from the South. So I love me some T-Pain versus Lil Jon. Like, I think in that one, I sweated off about a good 2,000 calories. Because you can't sit down on none of them songs. None of them. It's hit after hit after hit. Yeah. And if I could do the computer voice, I'd be on T-Pain. But I can't sing. Don't ask me. Don't question me about this. Just know the truth. You don't want to hear it. Now, after them, like the next one that I thought was really, really, really good. It would have been good, but there was audio issues. The Babyface and Teddy Riley. Now, all the songs they got, why couldn't they figure out how to make this work? Like, I was upset for the older generation. I was like, somebody got a son that knows how to connect these chords. But that would have been fire had they not had so many issues. But it would have been great. And then the next one that I really, really loved, it just took me back, and it just, their music spans decades. The Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight. Oh, that was good. That was amazing. That was the best one for me out of everything. I just didn't know how many Gladys songs I knew and how many Patti LaBelle. Like, I love me some Patti. But I just didn't know that I knew so many Gladys songs. That really, really, my two-step game was on that night. I listened from beginning to end. Now, the biggest one that I was, like, so hyped up actually watching was the Brandy versus Monica. I had forgotten how many hits Monica actually had. I was like, ooh, I remembered. I forgot she came out with this song. Like, oh. Her music is timeless. I love some Brandy, but I love me some Monica more. Both of them are really, really talented. But I think I just had Monica on that one. How did y'all enjoy the verses? Do y'all still want verses? Are we still gonna do this? Like, I think they should carry it on until, you know, we are completely pandemic free. This was a great concert. I enjoyed all of the music. I loved watching all of the people go live and seeing all the comments from blue star rated artists to really, really famous celebrities. And it was truly an amazing time, and just seeing everybody's comments and loving on the artists that were doing their songs and just singing along with them off key in my own room. It was great. It was really, really a great time. Need a banking company? Need somewhere to store that money? Need access to a debit card that allows you to spend anywhere, or a mobile application that you can access your money from on your phone? Well, join me with Chime. Chime is an American technology neobank company that provides fee-free financial services through a mobile app. And it's easy peasy. Join going by to this link, member.chime.com/join/Brittany. That's BRITTANYT. So I am looking forward to the next podcast I'm going to be doing, musical reviews. There are two artists that I really, really want to do a review for on their new albums that came out late summer this fall. The first one is Duran, and it's like a self-titled album because the title of it is D-U-R and then the ampersand. Came out August 28th, 2020. I am looking forward to all his spice and his riffs and his just musicality. He's a really, really great artist. If you haven't heard of him, I do know that he used to sing background for Erykah Badu. So I am so looking forward to viewing his entire album that just came out this year and taking a look into that. The next artist just dropped a EP on the 2nd of October, 2020. And that's Riley, formerly known as Amber Riley. So she's now, you know, she's now got her alter personality coming out. And I am really, really looking forward to listening to this. I heard one of the first singles, BGE, which is a bop in itself. I absolutely love her. Her voice is amazing. So I'm going to be reviewing that on the next podcast. Check those out and let me know how you think they are while I'm listening to them. And let's have a chat. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.